Hannah Dexter's 18th birthday celebration at St. Mary's Catholic High School begins like any other. The bleachers vibrate with energy as her best friend Baker delivers a speech, and hundreds spontaneously sing happy birthday. Their eyes meet across the gymnasium in a moment that feels intensely private despite the crowd. This connection, a thread of understanding binding them since freshman year, forms the emotional core of a journey about to unfold. What begins as a story of six Catholic school seniors navigating their final semester transforms into a profound exploration of identity, faith, and courage. As Hannah confronts feelings that contradict everything she's been taught, she discovers that sometimes the most sacred truths aren't found in dogma, but in the authentic expression of our deepest selves. Hannah shares an especially deep bond with Baker within their tight-knit group of six friends. Their circle includes Joni, Hannah's outspoken twin, Clay, the charismatic football star, Luke, Joni's boyfriend, and Wally, Hannah's childhood friend harboring deeper feelings for her. Their friendship follows comfortable rhythms, meeting in the school parking lot each morning, gathering in the senior courtyard at lunch, and spending weekends together at parties where Hannah and Baker inevitably escape to Hannah's kitchen for late-night macaroni and cheese. During these quiet moments, Hannah finds herself increasingly drawn to Baker in ways that confuse and frighten her. When Baker hugs her from behind at the stove and asks, "Can we still do this when we're in college?" Hannah's heart races uncontrollably. She deeply admires Baker's inherent goodness, the way she comforts opponents after volleyball victories and helps sick classmates at parties. Their connection runs deeper than friendship, though Hannah struggles to name these feelings that contradict everything she's been taught about love and faith. The Mardi Gras celebration at Clay's house becomes the catalyst that shatters carefully maintained boundaries. With parents away and inhibitions lowered by Clay's punch, Hannah feels exuberant, freer than she has ever been before, experiencing a rare moment of feeling whole. When Baker pulls away from Clay's attempted kiss, Hannah follows her concerned friend to the bathroom, where Baker confesses to feeling something inexplicable. Do you ever just feel not right about something, but you don't know why? Their tension culminates in a kiss that awakens the spring of creation in Hannah's body. Baker immediately pulls away in panic, wiping her mouth and insisting they were just drunk. The next morning, she refuses to discuss what happened, snapping, "Just let it be, okay?" At the Ash Wednesday service, Hannah receives the ashes with the reminder, "Remember, you are dust." She touches the mark, finding her fingers stained, a physical manifestation of the dirt she now feels within. That night, Hannah falls into uneasy sleep, haunted by memories of Baker, waking hours later in terror after dreaming about God. During spring break in Destin, Hannah confronts Baker on the beach about their feelings. Baker admits she's terrified, afraid of being seen together, their friends and parents finding out, and God rejecting them. Though Baker confesses feeling the same pull toward Hannah, she wishes she didn't. When they finally surrender to their feelings, the moment is both beautiful and devastating. The next morning, Mrs. Landry's knock sends them scrambling to hide, and Baker turns cold and distant. Hannah visualizes their connection as a vine now lying butchered on the floor. The aftermath brings profound isolation as Baker avoids Hannah at school and begins dating Clay. Hannah's pain peaks when Baker is crowned prom queen with Clay as king. Watching them kiss during their ceremonial dance, Hannah flees outside and vomits in the bushes. Later, encountering a half-dressed Clay outside his bedroom confirms their intimacy. Hannah sees her future as an impossible choice: marry someone like Wally while living with emptiness, or pursue Baker but sacrifice traditional marriage, children, and church acceptance. She wonders if something is fundamentally wrong with her, disordered. Hannah finally confesses to Joni about her feelings for Baker. Though Joni accepts this calmly, Hannah breaks down, admitting she's always been attracted to girls, comparing this self-knowledge to knowing her own name. When Joni shows her news about the president supporting same-sex marriage, Hannah reacts conflictedly, suggesting she might still want a conventional life with Wally. The conflict between Hannah's identity and religious upbringing peaks during the last school mass, when Father Simon condemns same-sex marriage. Later, Hannah confronts Baker, pleading with her to talk to someone, but Baker insists there's no possibility for them despite her feelings. In her darkest moment, Hannah drives to City Park and lies beneath the sky in desperate prayer. "Tell me what to do." She imagines showing Christ Baker's goodness and asking, "How could I not love her?" As her prayers go unanswered, Hannah sobs, "Please either help me or take this away from me." Crisis erupts when Michelle publicly confronts Baker, suggesting she wrote an email to Miss Carpenter about having feelings for a friend. When Baker freezes under the accusation, Hannah stands up and declares it wasn't her, claiming she wrote the email herself. The consequences are immediate. Wally refuses to speak to Hannah, and she's called to the principal's office, where she finds administrators, Father Simon, Miss Carpenter, and her parents waiting. The tension reaches its breaking point at Clay's graduation party. Michelle confronts Hannah, accusing her of ruining everything. When Baker emerges from the crowd and admits, "Because I wrote the email, not Hannah, it was me," Michelle's rage finds a new target. Baker places herself between Hannah and harm, a physical manifestation of her moral awakening. The ancient fence, unable to withstand the force, splinters and gives way. Baker's fall down the steep embankment becomes more than just a physical descent. It transforms into a powerful symbol of sacrifice, truth, and courage. When Father Simon suggests Hannah needs confession to heal her brokenness, Hannah refuses, declaring she's seeing clearly for the first time. Her father intervenes protectively, ordering Father Simon to leave. Later, Hannah leads her friends to the hospital chapel, where they light a candle and pray together, holding hands in silence, representing a faith based on love and community rather than rigid doctrine. The resolution comes when Hannah and Baker reunite emotionally in the hospital. Baker apologizes repeatedly for hurting Hannah, who acknowledges the pain but adds, "You saved me too." Unable to sleep, Hannah drives to St. Mary's Chapel at dawn. In the empty church, she tentatively speaks the word "gay" aloud, gradually increasing in volume until she's shouting, "I'm gay." Miss Carpenter enters unexpectedly, asking what Hannah thinks Jesus would say about her feelings. By speaking her truth in the space that once condemned her, Hannah discovers her name belongs in the sky, visible, celebrated, and free. Her journey shows that authentic faith must include self-acceptance, and that profound courage often means allowing yourself to be fully seen.